And the past tense of drive.
Drove.
And on the side, on some houses, you see the a shingling used as a protective covering on a house.
A stucco.
No, this is something. These are boards that are put on, nailed on a house in squares. Clapboards or weather boards or facer boards or siding, something like
sidings.
That.
Sidings.
Now, someone said, did you ever drive to Chicago? He says, oh yes, I have many times.
Driven often.
And up above the house, the outer, that part of the house?
The eaves?
The outside, the top, just the very top of the house.
The roof?
And around the edges, the water runs into
the gutters.
And the a small building outside the house for wood. I mean, perhaps for wood, for tools.
See the tool house.
Now, before they had indoor plumbing, what did they call the building?
They called them outhouses and privies.
And the someone said, "Did you hear that?" And you say, "Oh yes, I've before." Someone said, "Did you hear something?" You say, "Well, I didn't hear it this time, but I have
heard it."
Someone says, "Did you do this?" And you said, "Did you do your?"
I did.
You say, "No, I haven't.
I haven't. I have not done it. I haven't done it."
If someone says, "I don't think he does that kind of work," and you know he does, and you say, "He
absolutely does, or he certainly does."
Now, a person seems to have lost interest in everything. You say, "He doesn't seem to what about anything? He doesn't."
Be interested.
Yes, but so do you think he'd mind my using his? Or something, you say, "Oh, he doesn't care
about anything."